Eagle 98.1, the rock station, Michelle Southern, and this is Southern Rock. And a special guest on the line with me now, our Walk-On's founder, CEO, Brandon Landry, to talk about Undercover Boss tonight. Brandon, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Michelle. Thanks for having me on. We're excited about tonight, sure.
Absolutely. So, Undercover Boss, I guess for people who don't know or haven't heard of the show, give us, you know, a little bit of a background. What is the concept of the show?
Yeah, so basically, you know, owners, founders, top execs, they'll go undercover, literally made up to be a different person. You go and do different various jobs throughout your company. You know, they've had all types of companies on there, and then we were asked about a year ago this time if we were interested, and I said absolutely, and of course they wanted to know if Drew would be a part of it too. That doesn't hurt for sure. And so we said yes right away. Early mid-June is when we filmed, right before training camp. Unbelievable experience. I mean, just, you know, the marketing side of it, of course, that's obvious, but you know, just getting in and learning what about our great people, you know. I mean, sometimes as you're growing and, you know, thousands of employees now, and you kind of get a little bit distant from what's going on each and every day, and getting to see what our employees and how awesome people that we have, and you know, just to hear some of their personal stories as well. It was a very humbling experience for us both.
So again, in case folks don't know, Drew Brees is one of the investors into Walk-On's, and he was a part of this as well.
Correct. There was five jobs total. Drew was only able to do one. Like I said, he was going right into training camp over the summer, and he went into New Orleans, which was very risky. As we all know, he's a pretty recognizable face around New Orleans. And, you know, once you see the episode, and I know some pictures have been floating around, I mean, he looks like the Geico guy from the commercials, but the true Brees is Christ. Once you see what he looks like, and he was not recognized, we pulled it off in New Orleans.
That's incredible, because I would say in the Big Easy, Drew's face is fairly recognizable on candles everywhere, at least.
He went through about 3.5 hours of prosthetics and makeup just to make sure we transformed him into Chris was his name on the show.
That's awesome. Well, how was the experience for you? I mean, working alongside your employees had to be nerve-wracking, huh?
It was, you know, like I said, I went in four different places, a couple around the area, and then I finished in Dallas, one of our locations in Dallas, and one in San Antonio. And I actually went into Lafayette as well and followed a girl named Jessica, who I actually knew pretty well. And so I was very nervous about her finding out who I was. That was probably the most risky one for me. Like I said before, it was just such a humbling. I mean, look, you guys have seen the show. You know, they get rewards at the end, and, you know, they're very grateful for that. But I can tell you, Drew and I are more grateful than anybody just to be able to really get to know some of these people. Like, and you know, the thing I tell everybody is everybody's got a story, right? And when you really get down to it, and, you know, these people that bust their tail each and every day for our brand, and a lot of times you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You know, they'll come in and put on the smiling face and just the epitome of what we want a Walk-On's teammate to be, and great culture. And then they got to go home and deal with some things that it just isn't fair. And but you never see it on their face in our restaurants. And so being able to talk about this and reward them just for their great work was very special to us.
Yeah, I bet so. I never thought about it that way, that, you know, like my boss, he doesn't know what goes on when I go home. But to see it, I guess, on the quote unquote ground level was quite an experience for you.
Yeah, no doubt. And then on the operations side, I mean, look, we're doubling the size of our company here in the next 18 months. And so just for Drew and I to really get, you know, kind of peek behind the scenes and seeing what's really going on. Are we ready for this growth? You know, of course, we've been quote unquote good to this point, you know, to be able to have 33 operating restaurants today and all doing well. I mean, we know we're doing something right. But to get to the next level, from get to good to great, you know, you got to be doing a lot of things right. So it's about the attention and details. And so, you know, look, we're not perfect. We had a few gaps in our armor. And so and these were kind of exposed in what you'll see on the show. But, you know, very, very fixable. It was nothing that was like, oh gosh, we got to shut these restaurants down or anything like that. It was more of like, okay, well, let's improve upon this, and we'll just keep getting better. So it was good from an operational sense as well.
Brandon Landry, founder and CEO of Walk-Ons on Undercover Boss, the premiere of the season tonight at 7 o'clock. I guess, is there anything else that you'd like to add, Brandon?
All 33 operating walk-ons throughout the country are having watch parties tonight. We'll be giving away free desserts, and actually Drew signed a football for every location. We'll pick a winner for the people that are in attendance at all 33 walk-ons tonight. So if you don't feel like watching at your house, go into walk-ons, have some free desserts, and enjoy the show. It's going to be fun.
Awesome, Brandon. Well, thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Thanks, Michelle. Have a great one.